This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Actor Matt Damon attended the other big-name university in Cambridge, but he owes a debt of gratitude to MIT. The school was the setting of Damon's breakout hit. He co-wrote Good Will Hunting and was the star. Well, Damon was back at MIT this morning to offer a little inspiration to this year's graduates. WBUR's Andrea Shea was there, too.
More than 2,800 black-robed graduates filed into rows of seats in the heart of MIT, Killian Court. Matt Damon had a robe on, too, and took his place among the school's faculty and president on stage. The actor's connection to MIT goes back to his childhood in Cambridge and to his breakout performance in 1997's Good Will Hunting. In the film, Damon's character Will works as a janitor at MIT, but is a cocky, self-taught genius who, in this bar scene, puts a Harvard student in his place with intellectual prowess.
You got that from Vickers. Work in Essex County, page 98, right? Yeah, I read that too. Were you going to plagiarize the whole thing for us? Do you have any thoughts of your own on this matter? Or do you, is that your thing? You come into a bar, you read some obscure passage, and then pretend you pawn it off as your own idea just to impress some girls, embarrass my friend?
On stage at MIT, chair of the MIT Corporation, Robert Millard, introduced Damon as a local boy who grew up to become an exceptional social activist, director, producer, writer, and actor.
Incidentally, we're also grateful that when we see him in a movie that's set in Boston, he gets the accent right. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in offering a warm welcome to a wonderful kid from the neighborhood who's done a good job and truly has goodwill, Matt Damon.
Well, look, I don't even have a college degree. As you might have heard, I went to Harvard. I just didn't graduate from Harvard. I got pretty close, but I started to get movie roles, and I didn't finish all my courses. But I put on a cap and gown, and I walked with my class. My mom and dad and brother were there and everything. I just never got an actual degree. You could say I kind of fake graduated. So you can imagine how excited I was when President Reif called to invite me to speak at the MIT commencement. And then you can imagine how sorry I was to learn that the MIT commencement speaker does not get to go home with a degree. So yes, for the second time in my life, I am fake graduating from a college in my hometown.
Taking a more serious turn, Damon said Boston is lucky to have MIT because it draws people from all over the world. He encouraged the new grads to tackle some of the biggest real problems on the planet.
Economic inequality, that's a problem. How about the refugee crisis? Massive global insecurity, climate change, pandemics, institutional racism, a pull to nativism, fear-driven brains working overtime. Here in America and in places like Austria, where a far-right candidate nearly won the presidential election for the first time since World War II.
Damon called out American bankers, politicians, the media, and Donald Trump. He told the crowd what he's learned trying to bring safe drinking water to parts of Africa through his nonprofit.
Human beings will take your breath away. They will teach you so much, but you have to engage. I only had that experience because I went there myself. It was difficult in many ways, but of course that's the point. There is a lot of trouble out there, MIT, but there's a lot of beauty too, and I hope you see both.
Like a lot of MIT grads, senior class president Anish Punjabi relates to the MIT character Damon once played and said so on stage.
Like Will, we possess a gift, not just for creativity, but more importantly, a gift for relentless service and compassion. We know what it takes to make something happen, even if we are the only one in a room full of 100 people who truly believes in it.
While actor Matt Damon didn't leave the MIT commencement with a degree, he did get an MIT Pirate Certificate for promoting a swashbuckling appreciation for science, engineering, and space exploration in his latest film, The Martian. For 90.9 WBUR and The Artery, I'm Andrea Shea.